Every wedding ceremony tells a story about marriage. Sometimes that story is clearly Christian. It says, marriage is a covenant before God, received from creation, affirmed by Christ, publicly vowed, and lived in faithful love. But sometimes another story quietly takes over. A couple may not even realize it. Their family may not realize it. Even the officiant may not realize it, unless the officiant has learned to listen carefully. Modern culture offers many competing stories of marriage. One story says marriage is mainly romance. If the couple feels love, the marriage has meaning. If the feelings fade, the marriage becomes questionable. Another story says marriage is mainly personal happiness. Marriage is good as long as it helps each person feel fulfilled. Another story says marriage is legal status. It is mostly a contract, a benefit arrangement, or a civil recognition. Another story says marriage is lifestyle branding. The wedding becomes a public display of taste, success, beauty, and personal identity. Another story says marriage is private self-expression. The couple defines marriage for themselves, and the ceremony simply celebrates their chosen meaning. Another story says marriage is outdated unless it can be reshaped to fit modern identity narratives. The Christian wedding officiant must recognize these stories without panic and without harshness. The officiant does not need to attack every cultural phrase, but the officiant must discern what story is controlling the ceremony. A ministry sciences observer asks, what am I hearing? What assumptions are shaping this couple? What are they treating as ultimate? What truth needs to be gently restored? For example, a couple says, we want the ceremony to be about our journey and our truth. The officiant should listen carefully. They may simply mean they want the ceremony to be personal and honest. That is not wrong. A Christian wedding can include the couple's real story, but the phrase our truth may also reveal a deeper assumption that marriage is created by personal narrative rather than received before God. So the officiant might respond warmly, I want your ceremony to honor your real story. At the same time, because this is a Christian wedding, your story is being gathered into God's larger story of creation, covenant, Christ, and faithful love. That sentence does not shame the couple. It redirects them. The couple's story is real, but not sovereign. This matters because wedding language forms people. When the officiant says, marriage is whatever you make it, the officiant has surrendered Christian marriage to private meaning. But when the officiant says, today you enter a covenant before God, the officiant gives the couple a stronger foundation. For the one wedding officiant, this means do not merely copy popular ceremony language from the internet. For the ordained wedding officiant, it means repeated wedding ministry requires repeated worldview discernment. For the church staff minister, it means wedding policies must be theological, not merely logistical. For the chaplain, it means urgent or unusual weddings still need covenant clarity. For the life coach minister or romance officiant, it means helping couples move beyond feelings into faithful formation. Christian officiants do not answer culture by becoming angry. They answer culture by becoming clear. Marriage is received, not invented. The bride and groom do not create the truth of marriage. They enter the truth of marriage before God. That is the story a Christian wedding officiant is called to witness.